In association with For Whom, thecowbelltolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom, the podcast tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom, the podcast tolls here on October 15th, 2015. This is the official podcast of For Whom the Cowbell Tolls, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm just fine. Thank you for asking me for the 15th time. Because you've asked me this 15 times now, because this is our 15th episode. Which is fun and stuff.
Yeah.
On the show today, we're going to preview the Bulldogs. And there are two Bulldogs playing in this game, Ethan.
Mississippi State. Manny Diaz Bowl?
The Manny Diaz Bowl, indeed. They lost to Northwestern State. Louisiana Tech and Mississippi State are playing Saturday at Davis-Wade Stadium. We're also going to do our SEC Pick'em contest, in which I have a one-game lead. And we're going to answer some questions, because we got some questions this week. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and start with this game. Mississippi State and Louisiana Tech playing at 11 a.m. in Starkville, Mississippi on the SEC Network. Ethan.
Yeah?
I said before the season in an article that Mississippi State and Louisiana Tech would be a trap game for the Bulldogs. And so far right now, as of this moment, I still believe that it will be a trap game for the Bulldogs. But we'll give those predictions later in the show. But I'll go with my normal previewing procedures. Ethan, what are your first thoughts on this game on Saturday?
Initially, I was saying, oh, it's just going to be a breeze. But as you pointed out, and after doing some more research on my end, might actually be a pretty good game, which not necessarily a bad thing, because this could be another tune-up for Mississippi State going forward. Could be a great opportunity for Dak to pad some stats a little bit, get the numbers going back up. And just another opportunity against a decent opponent that we both, I'm just going to go and say it. We both think we're going to win this. I think most Mississippi State fans expect us to win this. Some people are a little bit nervous. I'm not as nervous as most. I think this, coming off the win against Troy, being that it is Troy, it was great to see the defense get its act back together. This is another opportunity for Manny Diaz against his former employer, continue to prove that this defense is on the right track. Just continue to build some confidence, because even if this game is close in the third quarter, going into the fourth, whatever, La Tech is a quality opponent this year, which is weird to say, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it, that La Tech's a decent team. And it'd be good to see us take this game and win. Like, that's all that really matters to me, whether it's by double digits or a field goal. Because we all know that Weston Graves at this point can hit a game-winning field goal. We have the confidence at this point in the season in him. So, and hopefully against teams from Louisiana, we can go 2-for-1 after, or no, 2-for-3. I meant 2-and-1, whatever. Two wins, one losses come Sunday.
Ethan.
Yeah.
I
just kind of rambled through there. That was not the greatest, but
hey,
I think everybody gets the point.
I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but I want you to do something for me.
Go ahead.
Look up the 1996 Mississippi State football schedule.
You know who coached in 1996?
Jackie Wayne Sherrill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You know who's coaching now?
Dan Mullen.
Yes.
Well, Ethan, what I'm saying is this is something that'll help you. Mississippi State lost to Louisiana Tech in 1996, 38-23.
That's cool.
So, go ahead. Hit me with it. Go ahead. Come on over.
Hey, Jackie Sherrill lost to La Tech. He lost to Troy and to La Tech. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so far we've seen Dan Mullen has done neither such feats. So there's only reason to believe that that trend continues.
Did you know? I have a couple fun facts.
Are they fun?
Former Louisiana Tech head coaches Billy Brewer and Carl Torbush. Billy Brewer lost to Mississippi State in 1980, and of course Billy Brewer would go on to become the head coach at Ole Miss and become one of the most hated men in Mississippi State football history. And Carl Torbush, who lost to Mississippi State in 1987, would later become Mississippi State's defensive coordinator in 2009 in Dan Mullen's first year. Fun fact. Did you think those were fun?
You know, it is a fun fact. Skip Holtz, you know, Lou Holtz's son, is the current head coach, right?
Correct.
That's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
Because you know who Lou Holtz's old TV partner was? Say it. Say it.
No, I'm not saying it.
He used to work with Reese Davis and... Well, since you're not going to say it, I'll go ahead and say it. Mark May.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun fact. I don't know where I was going with that. This is another nonsensical show.
I thought you were going to talk about Jackie Sherrill.
Oh, you want me to talk about Jackie Sherrill?
No, I thought you were, but I don't want you
to. I mean, he was a pretty good coach, all in all. Just at Mississippi State, he wasn't the greatest.
You know, I thought when you mentioned Mark May, you were going to talk about how Jackie Sherrill coached Mark May. But apparently you weren't.
I wasn't going to bring that up again.
You're a kind human being.
Honestly, just back to the game at hand, because we got off topic there. You know, we could... It wouldn't surprise me to see Mississippi State win a game like 45-0, but at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see this game come down to a field goal. So, Obviously, I'd prefer the 45-0, but who knows what's actually going to happen.
More fun facts, Ethan.
You have more fun. More fun facts.
I like fun facts.
Flub live that. Well, we can't talk today.
No, we can't. Mississippi State leads the all-time series 8-3 over Louisiana Tech. Yes,
yeah.
8-3.
Hold on, there's a spider in my room my desk.
Oh my, there's a spider.
Yep.
Ethan is currently trying to do something with the spider, and we're here for the ride.
Yep.
Is this the first time in podcast history that somebody has attempted to kill a spider on air?
I think I got it.
Oh, did you? Did you actually get it?
Ah! No!
Ah, no, you did get it.
Got it.
Yay!
Ah!
No, you didn't get it.
Ew.
Did you get it?
Yeah. It's still twitching.
Woo! All right. Ethan Lee killed a spider on the podcast. On the podcast, Ethan Lee killed a spider.
What are your fun facts?
I didn't have one. I was just saying that Mississippi State had an 8-3 lead in the old-time meetings between the two schools.
So, what?
Yeah. I have another fun fact, Ethan.
Yeah?
I wrote an article about the worst game, one of the worst games I've ever attended in my life, when Mississippi State lost to Louisiana Tech in 2008. You should read it, because I tried to bring some humor into it.
We're going to link that, or we're going to
do something.
Put it out there. Hey, why don't we, when we put up the podcast link or whatever,
yes,
put up that article, why don't we just go ahead and link the link your article in that article, and then we'll also tweet out the link for the La Tech article.
You're saying
let's just do that.
You're saying the word article a lot.
Article, like article of clothing, and yeah. Your story about La Tech, let's put that in the I don't know what you call it, the post about the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying now?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I knew what you were saying earlier.
I will use metonyms, okay?
Is metonym your new favorite word?
It is one of my favorite words.
What's your favorite
It's
word?
My buzzword.
What is your favorite word?
Right now it's metonym.
Right now it's metonym, okay.
That's going to be my buzzword. Like strain, and I don't remember other buzzwords, but Dan Mullen has plenty of them.
Edge. Played with all the juice. Let's talk about the Louisiana Tech team in general and not go and stop killing spiders and talking about Billy Brewer and Jackie Sherrill. The Louisiana Tech Bulldogs are not a bad team whatsoever. They are currently 4-2 right now, with their only losses coming to a 5-1 Western Kentucky team that has beaten teams such as Vanderbilt, and I know Vanderbilt absolutely sucks, but still, they're an SEC team. And Middle Tennessee, who isn't all that bad either. They nearly beat Vanderbilt, Middle Tennessee did. And their only loss is coming to at Indiana, a team that lost to Ohio State by a touchdown. And their other loss came to Kansas State by 6 points in triple overtime.
Which, Kansas State's a pretty good team.
Yes, they are very good. And they nearly beat TCU this past week.
TCU. Yeah.
So, and their quarterback is someone you may know, someone by the name of Jeff Driscoll.
Wasn't he recruited by Dan Mullen at one point at Florida?
I'm not sure if Dan Mullen was there when Jeff Driscoll
because
was recruited.
Jeff Driscoll's freshman year was 2011.
Dan Mullen's last year at Florida was 2008.
Okay, so yeah, he may not have been.
Unless he was being recruited as an eighth grader or a freshman.
Well, I mean, with the college football world, you never know.
Anyways,
speaking of Jeff Driscoll, he's already thrown for 1,800 yards and 11 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. He's rushed for 211 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's having a good senior year.
He is averaging 302 passing yards per game, and Western Kentucky is averaging 493 yards per game.
Western Kentucky?
I meant Louisiana Tech is averaging 493 yards per game.
It seems like right now that Will Muschamp might be cursed. Just any offense that he gets near is just poisoned.
Yeah. And Louisiana Tech is averaging 39 points per game and giving up 26. This isn't a bad team.
No.
No. No, it's
getting
not.
Getting a win against this team will be good for Mississippi State. But if we lose to this team, like it sets the season back. We are then talking about a team that will fight for bowl contention.
Yep. So, Ethan, this was a preview that included talks about Jackie Sherrill, you're killing a spider. Spire, I can't speak. It's impossible for me to speak today. And, yeah, we were just talking about Jeff Driscoll and Will Muschamp. In my opinion, that is a complete For Whom the Podcast Tolls preview with little information.
What are you, your score prediction for this game?
I believe that Mississippi State will win but win in a fashion like the 2011 game, which was a final of 26-20 in overtime in 2011. That was homecoming. This is homecoming. I am saying Mississippi State wins 27-24. That's right. Field goal. I said it was a trap game for the season. This is the definition of a trap game. Dan Mullen always has a non-conference game in which we struggle. You may say it's Louisiana. You may say it was Southern Miss because we only beat them by 18, but 18 isn't much of a trap game. A field goal win is the definition of a trap game, and I believe that this game will be a trap game, as I've said for the third time today. Mississippi State wins 27-24.
As I said earlier, I could see it being like 45-0, or like before we talked before the show, and I said it could be something like 37-31, which is what I originally settled on. So I'm going to split the difference between 31 and 0, which is 16.5, right?
So 17. You're saying that Louisiana Tech scores 16.5 points.
I'm saying they score 17 points because 16.5 currently is mathematically impossible in football. So but give it like 3 years and maybe the NFL will have a way to score half points.
So you're saying, okay, continue.
And then let's average 45 and 37.
You're doing a lot of math.
Yes, let me calculate it because
why are we doing math? I mean, why are we doing math? Why?
41. 41-17 is my prediction.
You said before the show Mississippi State was going to win by 6.
Yes, I just mentioned that. But I also mentioned that it could be something like 45-0. And I took those two score predictions and averaged them. And that is my current score prediction.
Okay. So, you have a Mississippi State blowout. I have a Mississippi 24 State...
24 points, yeah.
I have a Mississippi State field goal win. So, a bit of differing predictions there. And speaking of differing predictions, it's time for everybody's favorite part of the show. The For Whom the Podcast Holds SEC Pick'em Contest thing, something in which I have a one-game lead.
This is your favorite part of the show right now, just because you have a one-game lead.
You know it, and I haven't even updated the scores yet. And I probably need to do that. So while I'm doing that, say something to the audience, and by something, say something for the next minute.
For the next minute. Okay. Yeah, the spider, it was just kind of like chilling on this little Tupperware container that's like on my desk. The Tupperware container holds like bike parts and whatnot. It doesn't hold anything like food related. It's a bigger Tupperware container. It's like bigger than a shoebox. Okay? And so the spider was just like crawling on that and just doing its own spider thing. And I don't necessarily kill all spiders I see. I'm not a fan of spiders. I used to be really arachnophobic. Right now it's just kind of like a whatever thing because I used to work at a summer camp and spiders used to like crawl on me in the middle of the night and it would terrify me. But now it's not so terrifying anymore. Back to subject here.
I have
so
a
the spider
47...
was just doing its...
What? Okay, you...
I was telling...
Do you want to finish your spider thought?
Yes!
Go ahead, finish your spider thought. Okay. Because I have to...
Spider was
just
like walking... Okay. Can I... Yes. The spider was just chilling out on this Tupperware container, and I took a receipt, and I squished it. And it took me a lot to squish it because it crawled under the lip of the Tupperware container, and I couldn't get to it. But I got it.
May I tell a story of my killing an insect?
This is the best show ever.
Because I killed an insect today as well.
This show just keeps getting better.
May I tell a story?
Yes.
Today I was at Holiday Ham. You won't know it, because it's not a national chain. People in Memphis and or Knoxville will know of Holiday Ham. Hello, Charlie.
Do you think he listens to us still?
Probably not.
Dang it, Charlie.
So, I was at Holiday Ham with my stepmother, and I had a hot ham and cheese sandwich. And the moment it came out, a fly was buzzing around my hot ham and cheese sandwich, which had lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard on it. It was delicious. I had some chips with it and a sweet tea and a pickle. It was great. And I saw that fly, and my stepmom and I had the same thought. We have telepathic minds, apparently, as we both swung our hands together and trying to kill the fly. She missed because she hit my hands, and I got the fly in midair. And nice. That's the most impressive thing I've ever done in my life.
Except for getting that tweet that had, like, a billion retweets.
It didn't have a billion. My tweet of the USC fan in Lane Kiffin got, like, 200.
Shout out to Spencer Hall.
Thank you, Spencer.
Now, which he responds to your tweets through, like, retweeting and stuff. He's never responded to any of mine.
Because apparently your tweets aren't good.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Yeah, get on my level, Ethan. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. Your tweets are amazing.
No, they're not.
No, your tweets are, your tweets are spectacular.
I'm still upset that my girlfriend made me take down that one, that story, the penned tweet.
And yes, hello, Mrs. Lee. He has a girlfriend, by the way. He does have a girlfriend. Hi, Mrs.
Yeah.
Lee.
Funny story.
That's. Are you going to tell that story?
I'll just go ahead and tell it now.
Because I updated the records 5 minutes ago, and I'm still waiting to say them. But you go ahead. Tell them.
Yeah.
Say them. I don't know.
So, I never told my parents that I was dating someone.
Welp.
And,
You told the people that listen to this show and myself, and I'm sure some others, before you told your own parents.
Which I was going to tell them the
sure
day that
were.
They found out. I was planning on it.
Okay.
Because we recorded, and then I was like, well, I should probably tell my parents.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was, yeah.
So I'm very happy that I was a part of the moment when you told your parents. So, hey,
and
Mrs. Lee.
You know how, like, my mom wasn't originally going to listen to the show, apparently.
Okay.
But she saw that, like, we had talked about poop on the last show that you tweeted out. That we had talked about poop or whatever.
Yes.
And she was like, well, why are they talking about poop? And then, like, 3 minutes and 40-something seconds into the show or whatever, I mentioned my girlfriend was texting me updates for the Astros game, and then...
So,
yeah.
Long story short is, I'm the reason why your mother knows about your girlfriend. Mrs. Lee, if you're happy about that, thank me. Don't mention it. Let's get to the picks.
This show.
I have a 47-13 record compared to your 46-14 record.
It's all going to change.
Sure. We're going to start with...
Mathematically, it has to change.
Just leave. Stop with your math and business. I'm not good at math. Anyways... Thursday, October 15th, on Thursday night, it's a Joe Tessitore game. It'll be weird. Today, as you're listening, the Auburn Tigers play the Kentucky Wildcats in what will be the most boring game of college football I've ever witnessed.
Who are you picking?
Kentucky. I'm picking the Kentucky Wildcats to defeat the Auburn Tigers.
I'm going to go with Auburn.
Okay, you're going with a differing pick right out of the gate. There is a differing pick, and because of that, I'm probably going to want to write these down.
Yes.
So I'm picking Kentucky. You're picking Auburn. We've already talked about Louisiana Tech and Mississippi State, and now this game, Ethan, as a resident of Memphis, Tennessee, I've been looking forward to this game since the moment I saw the 2015 football schedule. As the number 13 Ole Miss Rebels travel to the Memphis Tigers at the Great Liberty Bowl here in Memphis for an 11 a.m. game on ABC. This game is nationally televised on ABC. At the Liberty Bowl. The Liberty Bowl will be packed. The Liberty Bowl will be rocking. There will be a fight somewhere in this game.
This game is really... flow-wise, just feel-wise with the teams, pretty much exactly like the Mississippi State La Tech game, honestly.
Except there won't be a fight in the Mississippi State-Louisiana Tech game.
Probably not.
There won't be blasting music, just rap music after rap music after rap music, including that one song that our good friend John Clark loves. That I don't know if I don't know if I should say the title of it.
Just no.
That will be probably blasting at the Liberty Bowl. Barbecue ribs will be out in the tailgating area. I love the city of Memphis. I love my town.
Who are you picking?
Ole Miss. But I believe that this is going to be something like 38 to, let's say, 38 to 30.
I'm going to take Memphis in an upset.
You know what? I hope that you get that right. I really hope that you get that right. I will give up a point for that.
I legitimately believe Memphis has the better quarterback in this game. They definitely don't have the better defense, but they clearly have the better quarterback.
Paxton Lynch, 6'7", 250, I think it was. 6'7", 250.
Dude's going to be making a lot of money.
In the NFL. Greg McElroy said he's the second best NFL-ready quarterback, and he's only, I believe, a sophomore.
Is he a redshirt sophomore?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's going to make a lot of money. He's bigger than Cardale Jones.
I mean, yeah. Paxton Lynch
That's not something
is a
many
big human
people
being.
Could say.
Paxton Lynch, I mean, a 6'7", 250 quarterback is not something you get very often, Ethan.
That's bigger than,
It's bigger
bigger Elijah Staley? And Nick Elijah Staley.
He's not 6'7".
Yeah. Really?
I don't think so.
Let me look it up. Nope. Elijah Staley is 6'6", 248.
I thought so. Paxton Lynch is bigger than Elijah Staley.
I would say with Elijah Staley's hair, he's taller.
Okay. So you pick Memphis, I pick Ole Miss, and I hope I'm wrong. Our next game is...
Oh, no.
Yes.
Don't. No.
Boom, 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 boom. I've never gotten that far in the song before. The Alabama Crimson Tide, number 10 in the country, travels to Ethan Lee's favorite team of the Texas A&M Aggies, number 9 in the country.
Quit saying that.
You know, Ethan, I will go ahead and step in your shoes. If you were to say that Ole Miss is my favorite team in the country, I'd probably be annoyed as well.
This game, if A&M plays like they did against Mississippi State, they'll lose. If A&M plays like they did against Arkansas, they'll lose. They have no room for any sort of error against Alabama, especially with what we've seen, how Alabama plays on the road.
Mm-hmm.
A&M's going to need to be sharp in every aspect of the game. And, you know, for all the talk about how Myles Garrett, just this dominant beast, he didn't dominate Rufus Warren. And you've got to believe that Alabama has a better line than Mississippi State.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick Bama here, 24-21.
You know, people may say that out Mississippi State Texas A&M is the Jackie Sherrill Bowl. But I'll go and tell you this. This is the original Jackie Sherrill Bowl. Jackie Sherrill went to Alabama.
This is the Bear Bryant Bowl because Bear Bryant coached both of these schools. This is the Gene Stallings Bowl.
The Gene Stallings, the whatever. Yeah. Jackie Sherrill, Gene Stallings. What does Jackie Sherrill have in common? What do two national championship coaches have in common with Jackie Sherrill? They have Alabama and Texas A&M ties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that being said, the national titles came at Alabama, not A&M.
A&M shots. Boom.
What's your score prediction?
Woo! I'm hoping this works. My pick is...
I don't know if y'all read that, but that says, ass whooper, what the tide does.
Yeah! Woo! Roll Tide!
What the tide does, be whooping that ass.
Roll Tide! Alabama wins! 31-20.
That license plate, isn't it like AZZ or anything? Something like that?
Whoops, that's a... A, it says, okay, so it has the Alabama A, ZWOOPR.
Yeah. Hey, we need to link these Bama vines into the post too.
You're asking me to link too many things.
We have to.
Okay, I'll do it sometime. We both picked the Tide. So, our next game...
Oh, no, not this game. Ew.
3 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. The battle for sixth place in the East. The Vanderbilt Commodores travel to Columbia, South Carolina to take on the Steve Spurrierless Gamecocks of South Carolina. And Steve Spurrier isn't even going to be there. He will be in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Steve Spurrier's not even going to be there for this game. He's just... Oh... How much... I can see South Carolina coming out and just winning by, like, 80.
Yeah.
Simply because of the Spurrier stuff. Not because they're happy that Spurrier is gone, but because they're probably rallying the troops for Spurrier.
At the same time,
Vanderbilt could win by, like, two. This is going to be a 3-2 game, isn't it?
Who are you picking?
I'll pick South Carolina because I really have no confidence in anything that Vanderbilt does, but I'm going to pick a final score of 6-2. That's my actual final score. 6-2, South Carolina. A touchdown will not be scored. No! No, no, no! A touchdown will be scored, but Vanderbilt will get the 2 points from a blocked extra point that they return to the end zone. 6-2.
I'm going to go South Carolina just... Oh, man, I'll go with 6, but I'm going to go with, like, 9-6, you know?
9-6.
Another
six.
One of these god-awful, like, it's not even going to be, like, the game of the century with LSU and Alabama. Like, those were good teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to be, like, the, what was it, the Mizzou UConn game?
9-6, yeah.
Where no offensive touchdown was scored?
Indeed. 6-9 yeah. The final score. Nice.
Yeah, South Carolina's going to win, but they're not going to score an offensive touchdown.
All right.
And this is just going to be an ugly game.
So we both pick South Carolina winning. Our next game was supposed to be probably the game of the week, and then Will Grier happened, but Florida will be playing LSU. Will Grier,
you know,
Treon Harris will be starting for the Gators as Will Grier was suspended until October 12th, 2016 for using PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, and I've seen plenty of Ole Miss tweets wanting that win back from the NCAA because apparently Will Grier was juiced up for that game.
Well, Will Grier wasn't even the star of that game, so...
The Ole Miss offensive line was...
Will Grier did not hold Ole Miss to 10 points.
Indeed. I'm saying, I mean, the Ole Miss offensive line was the star of that game. For Florida, that is.
Yeah. There's...
Free Tunsil.
I've said before that, you know, it took roids for Will Grier to beat out Treon Harris, and even then he didn't really beat him out. Because Treon Harris still got opportunities to win that battle.
Yep.
You know, it would take an absolute train wreck performance from Treon for their season to fall apart. At this point, I don't think they go undefeated, though. But after what we saw from Nash Grier and all of his little cronies.
Hello, Charlie.
I have never wanted Florida to lose more.
So are you picking the Toggles?
Yeah.
I'm picking the Toggles as well. I'm picking the Fighting Ed Orgerons, future USC head coach.
I'm only picking them. I legitimately think Florida will probably win this game.
Okay, well then why aren't you picking Florida? Are you simply picking LSU because of Nash Greer?
And for Leonard Fournette because of the him being able to auction off his jersey, because that's just amazing.
Go NCAA. I still hate you, but that was good that you were able to do that, and you weren't even going to do it originally. So I still hate you.
Yeah, no. So, because of Leonard Fournette and because of Nash Greer, I'm going to pick LSU.
I'm picking the tall as well. So may I ask you a question before we get into this game even?
Sure.
Before the season started, were you expecting the Missouri-Georgia game to be on the SEC network?
Wasn't last year's on SEC network?
I don't think so. I can check. No, I don't think it was, because that was an interesting game before it started. That was the same week, I believe, as the Texas A&M game. Or no, that was the Auburn. That was the Auburn weekend, so that would have been October 11th. That game was on CBS right before ours.
Never mind.
Yeah. And that reminds me.
Bubble double.
Yeah, I'm not doing that to you. That one time we were on, that time we were on CBS. Yes.
I am doing some digging real quick.
Oh, what are you digging for? Are you digging for treasure?
No. Let me see.
What are you digging for? I'm intrigued.
I was seeing the 2013 game. Where it was broadcasted on.
The 2013 game. I can get that for you right now. Because the SEC Network didn't exist back then.
No, it didn't. I think it was ESPN.
It probably was. If I could find it. I don't remember what week it was. So.
It was October 12th, 2013. I pulled up the.
That game was on ESPN at 11 a.m.
Yeah. Well, at least the one thing that they've got going for them right now is that it's a good time slot.
Yes.
It's not.
I mean, they've got.
You are looking that at Sanford Stadium in Athens.
And Britt Musburger, and then there's Jesse Palmer, the one person that is absolutely unfitting for the likes of one Britt Musburger, but oh well.
I mean, I actually think Jesse Palmer's the better of that duo.
Do you think that was a good Britt Musburger impression?
No.
You are looking live at Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia.
I think that was a really
You should just find a vine of that sometime and actually listen to that. And yeah, it's not a no.
I think my Steve Spurrier impression's pretty good.
See, but a lot of podcasts do Steve Spurrier impersonations.
You are looking live at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
I think that was really
good. See, you rushed the end part.
I know,
part.
Because his rush, he always does rush the end part. He does.
And you don't get the tone. You're pushing too much out of the back of your throat.
Who are you picking?
I don't want to pick this game, but I'm going to pick Georgia.
I am too.
With another game of stupid football.
I'm picking Georgia.
How many stupid football games do we have this week?
A lot
Kentucky,
of them.
South Carolina, Georgia. Three. We have three stupid football games.
So, in addition, Ethan decided to go ahead and pick more non-conference games, because even though that's the reason why I have a one-game lead, we will do it anyways. Tonight, as you listen, on... What channel is it? ESPN. Some Pac-12 after dark action at UCLA at Stanford. Who do you pick, Ethan?
I'll go with Stanford, actually.
I'm going with Stanford as well. So we don't have a differing pick there.
Dang it.
And then our next game is, let me see what channel it's on here. It's going to be at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN. The Mark D'Antonios versus the Jim Harbaughs as the Spartans travel to the Wolverines and Michigan State at Michigan.
Something tells me we're not going to differ here either.
Probably not.
So I'm going with Michigan. I'm going with Michigan pretty big.
I am too. So our differing picks of the week are Auburn and Memphis. Or you have Memphis and Auburn. I have Kentucky and Ole Miss.
Penn State and Ohio State. Who do you have
you,
there?
You want to pick that game too?
Yes.
I'll pick Ohio State because I know that you're going to pick Penn State probably.
Cool. There we go.
So we have three different picks. The worst case scenario for me is Ethan will have a two-game lead. The best case scenario for me, and the best case scenario for everyone, because everyone wants me to win, is a four-game lead for me.
It'll probably be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, watch us just continue to have another.
If I win two, and you win one,
it'll be a tie.
We're tied. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, that'll be a really boring show on Tuesday. Because no one will be able to brag.
We have questions.
We do have questions. Thank you to the two people that sent in questions. You can tweet us at MStateCast to send us questions or send us an email to mstatecast@gmail.com. Our first bunch of questions are from John Clark at Bellringer199, our mutual friend. Thank you, John, for your questions. Number one, what are y'all's favorite... I'm going to repeat that. What's y'all's favorite way to cook potatoes? Do y'all... These are two questions in one, and I don't know how we got from potatoes to dinosaurs, but what's y'all's favorite way to cook potatoes? Do y'all miss dinosaurs as much as me? Those were good times, and yes, I see your tweet now.
Yeah.
I didn't tweet that. Ethan does a majority of the tweeting.
I try to get us publicity.
Yes, we haven't had an extra follower in a good 2 weeks. But anyways, Ethan, what's your favorite way to cook potatoes?
Either hash browns,
okay,
or waffle fries.
I'm going with mashed potatoes. Is that really a way to cook potatoes, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I like mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes! Golf fans would get that. And do y'all miss dinosaurs as much as me? No, because I would be dead.
I mean, I miss as like a little kid. I used to watch the Land Before Time movies.
Yes, I've watched those too.
So, I kind of miss being a little kid and watching those
movies.
And I
like Jurassic Park, but Jurassic Park, those dinosaurs murdered people.
Yeah. I actually did not think Jurassic World was all that good.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. It's Jurassic Park 1 all over again.
I know. I've heard about it. Question number 2 from John Clark at Bellringer199. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun do y'all think I'll have in Starkville this weekend? Hashtag Bulldog Waters. I'm going to say a 10.
I'm going to go with a really good number for Mississippi State fans, and I'm going to go with 15.
Hey. There you go.
Yeah.
Next question. What do y'all think of Bert's actions, as in Brett Bielema, for those who don't understand sarcasm?
Spelled Bert wrong.
He did spell Bert wrong. So are you talking about Bert Reynolds? Yes, he's talking about Bert Reynolds. What did y'all think of Bert Reynolds' actions to draw that penalty against Bama? And what would y'all rate his little dance afterwards? I don't think Bert Reynolds danced or was on the sidelines against Alabama. Did you see a Burt Reynolds?
No. Mr. Bielema's actions, I think, were cowardly. I think were just despicable for a head coach. I think they have no place in football. Like, it wasn't even a tough guy thing. It was a let me flop harder than James Harden. Like,
it was,
come on.
It was worse than any flop I've ever seen from the Los Angeles Clippers.
So, or the Spurs. Or
the anything. Spurs, or not the Grizzlies, because we don't flop around here.
Uh-huh.
And it's 100% true. I don't think I've seen us flop twice.
So, just, we're not fans of it.
And the dance was the dance was worse than whatever the heck Paul Feinbaum did.
Yeah, Bert and Paul are never allowed on Dancing with the Stars.
Nope.
Or maybe we should get them on Dancing with the Stars because they'd probably shut down that show forever.
Yeah, that's a really good idea actually. But yeah, that's good. Next question final question from John Clark at Bellringer 199. And finally, who would win if Texas and UT played on a neutral field?
No, that is not what he asked.
That is what he said.
He said, and finally, who would win if UT and Tennessee played on a neutral field?
He said Texas and UT. He said Texas and UT. If you may think there's something different, think there's something different.
He
but I am re I see Texas and UT. Who would win if they played on a neutral field? It is Texas and UT. That's what I see.
I am quoting him. Retweeted it to all of our followers.
Okay, I see it. I am looking at your tweet and I am still reading who would win if Texas and UT played on a neutral field. I am still reading that.
See, is this what happens when Tennessee teaches people how to read that they can't understand how to read?
I don't go to Tennessee. I don't attend the University of Tennessee.
I'm talking about
UT.
The state.
Well, I know how
to read.
The state of Tennessee. I must, if you think
you can't read two letters.
I must be I'm trying to think of the thing dyslexic where they flip around. I must be that. You're probably dyslexic. You're dyslexic,
the
Ethan.
The point is
you are dyslexic.
Is, If we were to have a UT bowl,
yes,
we would win.
On a neutral field, where would the neutral field be? Let's say Alaska.
Let's go. I was gonna go with Mercedes-Benz,
Superdome.
The Saints play.
The Superdome.
Let's go with the Superdome. The Vols
Tennessee
and the Longhorns
would win by a lot.
See, you say that, but Tennessee couldn't beat Oklahoma, and Texas could.
So, big fan of the transitive property over there.
Let's just go with it.
And by the way, I have power to unretweet that tweet, right?
I know you do, and I just keep retweeting it.
Yeah, you'd probably win because I just get tired of it. So, I believe that UT would beat Texas in the Superdome.
No.
Yes. Who, and our final question is from Justin Strawn.
Hey, wait. They actually might play in bowl season, depending on how it plays out. The Texas Bowl. And that would not be a neutral field.
We should
field.
Go to that simply because it is the UT Bowl.
I go to it every year with my best friend, actually.
Well, then I won't disturb you.
You can join us.
Our final quest, and I'll have my Tennessee orange on, even though I don't own a thing of Tennessee clothing. Anyways, Justin Strawn at Justin Strawn MWN. Thank you for the question. Who should the following abbreviations refer to? UT, USC, MSU, and AU, and we believe that you mean UA, but if you do mean AU, it is Auburn, and it is Auburn only, but we are just going to say that you meant to put UA. So let's start with UT. The answer to that is Tennessee.
Texas.
Tennessee.
Okay. I say Texas, you say Tennessee, on to USC.
Southern Cal.
South Carolina.
Are you just saying this just to annoy me, or?
No, actually, I think it should be Southern Cal.
Yeah. Southern
I don't
Cal.
Think, I mean, the more prominent program, the more dominant program, historically better program, deserves that title. Just like Texas deserves it.
How many national championships? I'm sure Texas has more national championships than Tennessee, but I genuinely don't know.
I think Tennessee has claimed more, but a lot of them are from like 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Football was non-existent back then.
That's what you think. What do you think happened on Thanksgiving?
They ate, and the pilgrims ate with the Indians.
MSU.
I have an explanation for this.
Are you going to pick Mississippi State?
I have an explanation for this. May I have my explanation?
Sure.
I don't call Mississippi State MSU. I call them State.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said MSU when talking about Mississippi State. I call them State. So that's why I'm picking Michigan State for MSU, only because I call Mississippi State State.
See, but we have the pregame band spelling of MSU.
Yeah, that's great. With like,
and we scream MSU.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, that's the only time I ever say MSU when talking about Mississippi State. And I say MSU in relation to Michigan State a lot more than I say Mississippi State. So I believe I am picking Michigan State.
See, I've used MSU and State to reference Mississippi State. I just don't talk about Michigan State at all, pretty much.
Okay. You called Michigan State MSU before the show.
I mean, I have a couple. I have, yes, but it's very rare.
Okay.
Just for the sake of argument's sake, I'm going to go with Montana State.
I mean, why not, really?
Missouri State.
Morehead State. That is an actual college.
Murray State.
Murray State, yes. Anybody but Mississippi State or Michigan State is acceptable.
Yeah.
And finally, UA, we presume.
Montana State's my favorite.
Okay, you're picking Montana State. UA, I am going with, oh man, I should have pulled up an Alabama vine, but I'm going with Alabama. Anything for you?
We could go with Arkansas, we could go with Arizona, we could go with
any state that starts with an A.
Alaska has one, I think.
University of Alaska?
Yeah. I know there's University of Alaska Fairbanks, I don't know if they go by UA or not.
Hey, you never know.
And then there's various branches of University of Alaska. I've actually looked at going there for grad school and such. But I'm, Bama. It's just, when you say UA, there really is no other option.
So we agree on...
These Arkansas...
We agree on UA and USC. We definitely differ on UT, and we differ on MSU.
Just for the sake of principle, yeah.
Just for the sake of principle. So that'll just about wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. Ethan Lee, do you have any final thoughts?
Trying to think. Since I did the closing last time, do you have any final thoughts?
Oh, because I'm going to do the closing, but I have to give final thoughts. Is that what's going on? Because you refused to do my final thoughts last week? Or on Tuesday?
Yeah, just...
Okay.
Go for it. Give your final thoughts.
My final thoughts, I'm trying to think of something, because I'm currently recording in a closet, because I am not recording in my normal place. There is a big suitcase by me, and there is some boxes, there are some pictures around me. There's a Yale jacket. I don't know why there's a Yale jacket. There is a cardboard cutout of my stepbrother in here. No, I'm not in my stepbrother's closet. This is the closet of the guest room. There is a duffel bag and a quilt. Those are my final thoughts. So...
That was terrible.
Okay. You do the closing. I'm not speaking. You do the closing.
Yeah.
Go again. Do it.
You're...
Do it. Do it already. End the show. Put me out of my misery. Jerk.
That's all for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. The endings just keep getting weirder and weirder.
Ethan Lee is a jerk.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. For Daniel Black, I'm Ethan Lee. Thanks and have a good evening.